Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Start of the final home series of the 2014 season. Where has the time gone? Hard to believe it. Padres catcher Yasmani Grandal joining us here. Can you believe it? Last three home games of the year?
No, not really. You know, it seemed like the other day we were just getting here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Fun weekend, wasn't it, against the Giants?
Yeah, definitely a fun weekend, especially when you sweep.
Since the All-Star break, I think the team in series is 8-0-1 at Petco Park. The great home record. I think two wins away from setting the best home record they've ever had at Petco Park. What's been different in the second half of the season, and especially here at home?
I think new guys coming in, giving us a great energy out there. Everybody battling it out, no matter what, on a daily basis. It seems like we're not letting go. You know, we wanna keep on doing what we've been doing. So it seems like ever since the second half started, things have been picking up.
Yasmani Grandal is here. He's on the Cholula hot seat. We're going to talk about the catching and the first base stuff. It looked really good over at first base, but I know you love catching, and that's your first love and everything like that. Maybe talk to us about why you love catching so much, why it means as much to you as it does.
Ever since I started doing it, back in high school, I was able to be on every play. A lot of things depended on me, and, a lot of guys say that, I got that captain character. So, that's one of the reasons why I like to be a catcher, because I like to be in control of everything. So, I guess the only one that has a higher rank than me is the pitcher, because he gets to throw the ball. So, that's one of the reasons why I like to do it, because, I like to be in control of the game. I like to be in control of everything.
First base, though, you're pretty well in the mix of it, too. I mean, you get a lot of plays that end up at first base, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm not calling pitches. I'm not seeing the hitters, trying to see what they're trying to look for. I'm not seeing their swings. I'm not doing none of that stuff. So it's a little more chilled over there.
A little more passive over at first base. Plus, you don't get the sweet gear. You had some new gear on the road last week, didn't you?
Yeah, that actually took a long time to get here. That's actually some gear I order in spring training. And, we've been back and forth with Under Armour and trying to see what happened to it. And I guess it was like on back order or something like that. And, it ended up getting here right at the right time, because I got to catch in Arizona. So hopefully I get another game in San Francisco so I can wear it again.
Yeah, I'm a uniform geek and like all that stuff, so I'm into it. But I like the gray on the gray uniforms. It's pretty cool. It just kind of blends right in.
Yeah, I was very excited. I think I had my leg guards on by about an hour and a half before the game, so I took it home and showed it to my wife. It's pretty sweet.
All right, I'm picturing you wearing it around the house now, just putting on a gray suit or something like that and going with it. First base, you don't have the cool gear, but you got the different glove. How is the first baseman's mitt, when you're kind of starting to get used to a whole new position and now you got a different glove too?
Very big.
Yeah.
I like to use smaller gloves, especially when I'm catching, and just getting used to, the length of the glove and things like that. I mean, it's very, very difficult. Not a lot of people think that it's that difficult. I didn't think so, because obviously I never really played first that much. But, it just seemed like when I started doing it, my thought process was, well, this glove is so big, all I got to do is put the glove in the way of the ball and it'll go in there. So, as it went on and on and on, I think I dropped the ball here and against like Arizona or something, and I'm like, well, there's other things to this to this big glove that I need to understand. So just getting a little bit more comfortable as we go on.
You've looked really, really good over there. I imagine you've put in a lot of work, this season at first base.
Yeah, I mean, started looking at videos, started looking at how guys place their feet, different footwork. I started talking to Hoffy a lot, started catching more ground balls over there. Started learning a little more about the game while you are first, because obviously behind home plate everything just seemed natural.
Sure.
I've been doing it for so long, and the more video I watched, the better I got. The more I learned how far I could go before I had to slide or dive at first, that those little things like that kind of worked out, and kept on working with Hoffy. Throws to second, throws to third, throws to home, short hops, all those things. Looks like it's come out to be pretty good.
You had a couple of sweet over the shoulder plays as well over in foul territory. That's got to be such a tough angle I mean, catching, you pretty much always have it, you know, somewhere like in an area where you know it's going to be. Anytime you're over the shoulder, that's a different deal.
Yeah, actually, you know, I kind of like those. Yeah. I wish I could get a couple more of those. I feel like every time you make an over-the-shoulder catch, it's like a top 10, you
yeah.
know? Even though, I mean, and in my mind, the way I'm seeing myself running and going for the ball and sliding while I'm catching it, it's like unreal, you know? I look like, I'm thinking to myself, I look like I must be looking like Superman, and then I look at the video, and I'm like, oh, wow.
It's not an easy thing to do. So, I mean, you obviously hadn't been a catcher exclusively your entire life, but if I remember correctly, hearing something, reading something, you had some third base, you know, in your past. It probably doesn't help you too much over at first base.
I mean, it depends, you know, what you're looking at. You know, catching ground balls, I don't have to hurry up. Third base, you know, obviously you're way on the other side, so you just got to catch the ball and throw. At first, I was, you know, it's a little bit more easier for me because you just catch a ball and you literally have first base right there.
Sure.
So I don't have to hurry up as much. But, yeah, I mean, I was very comfortable at third base. You know, my high school coach, actually, my freshman year put me to play third because our third baseman wasn't too good. And then our catching wasn't too good. So then I had to go back to catching. So, but, yeah, I definitely love playing third base. You know, that'll be a position that I would love to play. Hopefully one day, if I get the chance to do it. But, you know, I play first. As, you know, it's the same thing for me, I guess.
All right, a lot of options with Yasmani Grandal. Andrew Cashner today was named National League Player of the Week. Got an opportunity to watch his two starts this week. That sounds about right, Player of the Week for Andrew Cashner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was stellar throughout those two starts. You know, I wish he would have gotten that complete game shutout, but you know, obviously that didn't happen. We still ended up with a win, but he threw two great games. You know, we got behind him. You know, we gave him the run support he needed, and you know, we were able to come up with the win.
How do you rate his hitting? I mean, at this point of the season, we got a full season basically of Cashner at the plate.
I mean, you know, he's into it. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say he's a weird dude because. Because he's a pitcher and he's, like, running wild out there. But, you know, a lot of guys, when they get to first base, you know, the first thing they tell me is, hey, what's Cashner doing? And I'm like, hey, you can't really, like, think about it too much, bro. He, you know, if he gets on first, he's going to try to steal second. If he can get a double, he'll get a double. If he gets a triple, he'll get a triple. And I guarantee you he's always trying to hit a home run. So, I mean, it's fun to watch.
I imagine it is, especially from that home dugout. That brings up – you just mentioned something that – the conversation between first baseman and base runners as compared to the conversation between catchers and hitters?
For me, when I'm catching, I don't really like to say anything to them. You know, when I'm hitting, I don't want the catcher saying anything to me because that's, you know, that's my office and you're not going to come and disturb me. So, you know, I keep it pretty simple. Hey, how you doing? First at bat. If you get to, you know, good line drive or home run, next at bat, I come up, hey, good swing, man. And if I could sneak one in there, I'll probably ask him, like, hey, were you looking for this? Or, like, were you doing this? You know, just to kind of get a feel, you know, of what he was looking for, that I bet. And when I'm at first, it's more like a lot of them say, you know, when you got Cashner throwing or when you got Tyson throwing, and they're kind of like, damn, man, I don't want to face this guy again. He's nasty. And I'm like, yes, I know.
That's awesome. So a little more conversational over at first base.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yesterday I was there with Posey, and I think when he first got on, he tried to steal, and he couldn't get it. He was like, man, I almost had that. And I go, yeah, tell me about it. About two or three days ago, I had one halfway through, and Renee swung out and hit a foul ball. I really wanted to kill him there. So, but, you know, those are the kind of conversations I go on. Especially even if you got a guy that you've known for a while, hey, you know, how's the family?
Yeah.
Because you don't get to see him out in BP or anything. Other than that, you know, keep it pretty simple. Talk about other hitters.
Plenty to talk about with you and Posey. You got the Miami Florida State thing. You got the catchers who are playing some first base thing. A lot of conversation there.
Yeah, actually, we don't really talk about too much, you know, college. You know,
yeah.
Colleges in the past. I do talk about college while I'm in the locker room a lot, but you know, when it comes down to other guys that I played against, like Jesse Hahn, we don't, you know, first thing he told me when he first saw me, in spring training was, hey, you remember those two home runs you hit against us? And that was about it. But other than that, we keep it simple, keep it professional, keep it at like a professional level.
Good stuff, man. Yasmani Grandal, always great to catch up. Appreciate you coming by a couple of times this season, and enjoyed this last week, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Yasmani Grandal on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Reminder, too, that all player guests of Padres Social Hour receive a gift card to Donovan Steak and Chop House, located in the Gas Lamp District on the corner of 6th and K. Thanks again to Yaz. Take a break, come back, more Padres Social Hour right after this.